off by, oh, I'm going to start off by talking about next school year. We will maintain the regular start time, 8:20 to 2:40, but the doors will open, well, 8:20 for the start of the school day. So if your child comes in after 8:20, they'll be marked late. Dismissal will remain at 2:40. We will open the doors at 8 o'clock, just like the school year, and the students will come in. We do not know what lineup will look like or how we are doing entrance into the building. It really depends on the COVID safety protocol. Everything is up in the air. I am hoping that by next September, we can resume arrival and dismissal like 3 years ago, pre-COVID, but we're not sure. So we're going to keep the same schedule. We open the doors at 8 o'clock. Your child can come in at 8 and they're going to grab breakfast. They will not eat their breakfast in the cafeteria because I don't know what it will look like for eating in the cafeteria. They will take it up to the room and they'll have breakfast in the classroom as they're unpacking. Dismissal will be 2:40. Huiling?
OK，校长说呢，他这个会议会开始呢，就是讲新的学年，就是明年新的学年。然后呢，他说呢，我们呢即将会持续今年的时间，就是8:20呢开始上学到2:40。然后呢，如果你的小朋友是8:20以后来到学校的话呢，老师会把他就是说他迟到，OK。然后那个门大门呢会跟今年一样8点钟就打开了，但是呢我们现在还不清楚到底呢怎么样去把那个小朋友安排排队进来，或者是会是怎么样子的，因为呢所有的决定呢都会是跟那个有关于新型冠状病毒的那个安全措施呢，他们的规律是什么，我们就会规划那个规律的，OK。然后呢校长说他希望呢就是说新的一个学年呢可以呢就是跟3年前一样，就是完全没有新型冠状病毒的那个时候上学跟放学一模一样，但是我们现在还不知道。然后小朋友的早餐呢，有可能不会在那个饭厅里面吃，他们是把早餐呢就跟今年一样拿回去，拿去他们的教室上面吃的。
Okay, we applied again once more for the fresh fruit and vegetable program. I did not hear if we will be part of that grant or not. Usually they let me know around July, August. So hopefully we'll get that, but we will definitely have time for snack. It's very brief. It's like 10 to 15 minutes during the school day. And if a class has late lunch, they will have snack earlier in the day. If a class has early lunch, they will have snack in the afternoon, towards the like mid a little after midday. Huiling?
OK，校长说呢，他呢就是说有去就去申请那些新鲜的蔬菜跟水果，然后呢他到现在呢还不知道结果，我们有没有申请到？然后呢他说呢，通常结果呢会是7月或8月份通知我们的，但是呢我们每一天呢都会有小时让小朋友吃一点食物呢，10到15分钟的期间吃一点食物。然后呢，因为呢有些小朋友呢，他们有就是迟的午餐的时间的话呢，他们就会早上吃。那如果呢他们是早的那个吃午餐的时间的话，他们的小吃的时间呢即将会在下午。
Okay, if you have questions, please drop it into the chat. There were no questions on the Google form that Ms. Lipsky had sent out, but feel free to like drop your question into the chat and I will address it as I go along.
校长说呢，就是上次 Ms. Lipsky 呢发出去一个谷歌的那个表格，去问问家长有没有任何的问题要提问，然后那些很多就是所有的家长都没有问题，但是呢，校长说如果你呢在这个会议当中呢有任何的问题的话呢，请在留言方那里呢提交你的问题，我们就会一一的解答的。
School supplies, that's always a big question. Once Target and Walmart has their sale. Please do not purchase anything. We had enough money at the end of the school year to purchase all necessary supplies for the students. The only thing you should send them into school with for the first week or 2 weeks would be a healthy snack and a water bottle. Offer on site.Okay, I'll answer that as we go along. So we have purchased everything. So please send your child in with an empty school bag, a water bottle, and a healthy snack. The beverage of choice at PS42 is water. Hui Ling?
OK， 校长说呢，有关于上学的材料，然后呢，很多家长都有一些问题，有关于这个上学要购买的材料。然后校长说呢，他今年呢，就是新的学年呢，也不需要任何的家庭呢出去购买任何上学的东西。然后呢，原因是因为我们今年呢，就是经费上面呢有充裕，有剩下来的，我们把所有的经费呢都去给。买小朋友要上学用的物品，所以呢，家长们不需要买任何的上学材料，学校已经帮所有的小朋友都购买好了。那但是呢，第一个星期上学呢，校长希望你们呢可以就是给你的小朋友备一些健康的小吃，或跟带一个水瓶。我们学校里面呢，只可以容就让小朋友呢去喝水而已，所以不要给他们带备果汁那东西，只可以带水，而且你也不需要书包里面装任何东西，就是带一个空的书包，书包里面只需要装水跟装一个健康的小吃就可以了。
Okay, so I'm going to answer some questions because it all has to do with next school year. The first question from Max's family is, will ISS continue to offer on-site after-school program next school year? Yes, they will be on-site. They will probably be the only CBO that we will allow in the building. Their program will probably be expanded. It was extremely, they were limited by social distancing at the beginning of the school year, and they couldn't grow it anymore once they lifted social distancing because everybody has been hired. So yes, ISS will be in the building.
Okay, 这个家长校长说呢，他现在呢会回答一些问题呢，是有关于明年的学年的。Okay, 这个家长问呢，说 ISS 呢会不会明年呢还在我们学校里面提供课后补习，然后校长说明年他们会在我们学校里面提供课后补习，然后呢这个也是我们唯一的社区的那个机构呢，他会在我们学校呢会有这个课后补习的，然后呢他们呢今年呢他们没有办法，因为那个社交距离他们没有办法扩张，所以明年呢他们会扩张，就会呢会比今年呢容纳多一点学生。
Okay, should we provide any tissue boxes, hand sanitizers, Ziploc bags? No, please don't. We have purchased Kleenex, we have purchased Bounty. We have so much hand sanitizers that we'll be distributing some to all of you tomorrow. And we purchased Ziploc bags. I mean, when I say you don't have to buy anything, I mean, you don't have to buy anything except a supply of healthy snacks for maybe the first 2 weeks.For your child, and a water bottle and a school bag.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，我们要不要买一些纸巾盒啊，或者是无水洗手液啊，或者是拉链的那个连锁袋？然后校长说呢，他刚刚跟所有的家长讲，不需要你们购买任何东西，就是不需要你们购买任何东西。 然后呢我们呢已经购买用了就是说多余的那些经费呢去买好了所有的纸巾盒给所有的小朋友 给所有的教室里面用，而且呢无水洗手液呢我们呢学校里面呢有很多很多你的小朋友呢明天有可能会带几瓶回家的 OK。 还有呢就是连锁拉链呢校长也有购买很多了，所以呢你完全不需要买任何的东西，唯一你们需要做的就是要买的话就是开学的头两个星期必须要给他们带一些买一些健康的小吃让他们带来学校里面，跟必须要给他们备水。
OK sorry if I don't carry my dog he's gonna bark oh my god okay so our teachers citywide beginning their days at 8:20 trying to figure out if I can drop my child off before reporting to my own teaching physician a few blocks away. I know theIt used to be long, long ago in a galaxy far, far away that we all started at the same time. Now we get to pick and choose, which is a huge dilemma. And, you know, as a family of four children going to four different schools, I know they've grown up now, but, you know, that was always a dilemma because drop off for every school is different. No, it's not citywide. We have always had the past few years we've had 8:20 and we let the students in at 8 o'clock. When they were allowed to eat in the cafeteria, we let them in a little bit earlier, but we're really nervous about promising something that we can't deliver depending on the COVID safety protocol. So I'm really sorry, but we open the doors at 8 and you can send them in. You know, I am sorry again.
所以这位家长问呢，是不是就是说在这个城市里面呢，是不是每一个学校呢都是8:20开始的，然后呢因为呢他想就是说看一看到底呢怎么样把小朋友呢放来上学，然后他自己也要去做工。然后呢校长说呢很久很久很久很久以前呢就是学校呢是每一间学校的开始的时间呢都是一致的，但是呢现在呢是学校呢可以就是说选择开门的时间，就是学校开学的时间是几点 OK。 然后校长说呢我们选择8:20是因为我们有很多的考量，然后呢因为呢我们必须要让小朋友呢他们又要填那个安全表格啊，还有就是有其他的那个困境，所以呢我们才决定8:20上学。但是呢我们呢是8:00就开门让学生进来的，希望这个样子可以帮助你们呢调整你们自己的上班时间。
I'm so sorry my pups. Are the new water or the water bottle refilling stations we saw during the school tour now operational? Yes, they are all operational. So yay, hallelujah. We've been waiting, but they're all working. They've been tested for lead. We have, everything has been cleared.
这个家长问呢，就是说，所有的那个喝水的那个地方呢，对不对？是不是现在呢，可以让学生去装水？OK， 然后呢现在呢是可以每一楼呢他们都有自己的装水的那个就是喝水的那个地方，装水的地方，然后呢他们现在呢已经通过了所有的检查，所以每一楼都可以用那个来装他们的水。
OK, next question has to do with after school. Will the youngest grade offer, what will be the youngest grade offer for ISS after school? Pre-K.They are not certified to accept 3K students. That's a huge dilemma. It's quite difficult. I don't know if they're going to attempt to or not. I can talk to the director of ISS, but it will be pre-K up to fifth grade. That's ISS.
这个家长问呢，就是说，我们最小ISS 的那个课后补习可以容纳最小几岁的小朋友，然后呢校长说呢 ISS 他们只可以容纳就是四岁学前班的小朋友，因为呢他们呢还没有任何的牌照呢是可以 就是去接收三岁的小朋友 ，OK， 我们也不太清楚他们会不会去申请这一个就是牌照来去可以就是说服务这些三岁的小朋友 ，OK， 但是呢，现在呢 ，ISS 服务学生是学前班四岁的小朋友到五年级。
Okay, now I'm going to go back to my agenda. Once again, if you have questions, just please drop it in. If I have the answer, I will respond. And if I don't, I will find out what the answer is. Okay, so next school year, this year, I have to say we were still really dependent on technology, especially in the beginning of the year. And then during December, because of the positive cases, we had to make sure the students were they were able to use the technology. We really relied on a lot of slides because it was just easier to teach the students at home and in school and ensure that we are giving the same information so that nobody's really lost when they return to school and vice versa. So we relied a lot again on technology. Next school year will be very different. We will only use technology to reinforce specific programs. Instead of going on Epic, we will be relying on print. We have a lot of new books in our school library. It was really hard when it was social distancing and everybody was fearful about the spike. So that's one thing that I am looking forward to. Huiling, I should stop because you have to share that.
OK， 校长说呢，我们现在呢，就是按照我们的章议程来讲，我们要讨论的事情。然后今年呢，校长说呢，我们呢在上课的时间呢是用很多很多的，就是电脑。然后呢，特别是在九月份的时候呢，我们所用很多的那些电脑呢来教小朋友怎么样去登上网，然后呢怎么样去用那个iPad 或者是电脑的 OK。 然后呢新的学年呢即将会有很大的转变，是因为呢我们呢就会把那些电脑呢我们只是如果有需要的时候我们才会用它，然后如果他们要读书的话呢，我们不会叫他们去 Epic 上面去读书，我们会给他一本真正的书，叫他拿那本书去读的。而且我们学校里面呢有一个图书馆，也是有很多很多的书给你的小朋友读的。
OK OK, this will answer Max's family's question about how will you find out what class your child will be in. We will have the room number on the report card. For pre-K, that's a little difficult. We'll be doing outreach via email or phone call because we can't give you a report card. But we will have the room number. We won't have the teacher yet, only because there's a lot of changes happen over the summer. Teachers retire, teachers transfer. Sometimes due to budgeting, we have to move teachers across grades. So we're not gonna have the teacher's name. That's not set in stone. We will have the room number. And I'll be honest, that is not set in stone, but at least it'll give you some idea. Where your child will be going, and then you can also check to see if he has classmates that he knows. We'll put the room number, but please, that might change by September. And it's all budget driven and personnel driven. Huiling?
I don't know why my Zoom says my session expired. So if I get cut off,
That's a right, problem.
So 校长说呢，有关于这个家长问有关于那个明年的学年呢，他的小朋友呢会在哪个教室里面？然后呢，校长说呢，每一个就是我们现有的学生是学前班，我们现有的学生呢，他们呢即将会拿到一个成绩表，然后成绩表上呢会有明年新学年的教室号码里面，但是呢不会有老师的名字，因为呢我们有很多的在夏天的时候我们有可能会有很多的 转变，是因为就是规划学校的老师啊，或者是有老师退休啊，或者是有那个老师呢他们转去另外一个学校啊，然后我们会有一些转变，但是我们希望你们可以了解 OK， 所以那些教室对不对有可能会有转变。然后呢如果你是我们明年新的那个学前班的学生的话呢，学校会打那个电邮给你，或者是打电话通知你你的教室是哪一个教室的。
OK， I'm going to answer the questions in a bit because I want to get through my agenda. So I have updates about the construction. Construction will start at PS42 this summer. We will be under scaffolding around the school from Orchard to Hester to Ludlow. I think they're tackling many, many schools. Finally, we will have our windows replaced. That might happen over the summer. It might happen when school starts, but I've actually lived through that before. It's a very smooth process. It takes a day or two. So we just keep transitioning students into an empty classroom for a day or two. And once it's done, they transition back to their classroom. The first phase of the job will be to dig around the foundation of the school and to stop the leaks. That's basically it. There's cracks in the foundation. They will be working on that. It will start on Orchard Street side and then shift to Hester Street and then shift to Ludlow Street. They will have sidewalk sheds where you will be walking off the sidewalk. It's unavoidable. I was hoping they would wait until I retired, but obviously that didn't happen. I know we were very, very concerned about outdoor space. We've met with the dogs ran upstairs. Oh. Anyhow, sorry. Yes. We were concerned about outdoor space, but they are leaving us a huge chunk of play area. So that will work out. I am going to request once again for some time to use the Sewell Park track and field so that we have outdoor space. We also have, we applied for and we have open street. So if we need space, we can close off Hester Street. We close it off for arrival and dismissal, but if we have to, until they're working on Hester Street side, we can close it off for playtime. So, you know, that'll depend on what the situation is in September. Huilin?
Okay, 现在校长想跟你们讲呢，是有关于学校呢建筑施工的。然后呢，今年呢，就是明年的学年呢，我们学校42的小学呢，即将呢会他们会有建筑人进来施工的。然后呢他们呢有可能是在同一时间去在很多不同的学校里面施工的。然后呢我们会换我们所有学校里面的窗户。然后呢换窗户的时候呢他们其实是很快的，就是他们可能用一天到两天的时间呢可以把一个教室里面的窗户呢全部都换成新的。所以呢在那一两天的时候呢，你的小朋友呢，你的小孩呢有可能呢会去另外一个教室，空的教室里面呢去上课，然后等他们的教室的窗户呢修好了以后呢，他们就会返回去他们自己的教室里面做就是学习的，继续学习的。然后呢他们第一轮的时候呢，对不对，他们首先要做的呢就是挖地，在我们的基础，我们学校的基础上面呢挖下去。因为呢他们必须要停止呢学校呢，因为学校漏水，而且呢他们有很多裂痕呢让水进来，所以他们必须要先把那个问题解决了，所以他们必须要挖地。然后挖地里面把那个问题解决了以后呢，对不对，才可以持续的去换那个窗户的。然后有可能呢你们走上学的那些街呢，对不对，有可能会被关掉。然后呢有可能你走不到那个街，走那个就是安全道走不到，然后你必须要往街上走。然后呢有些我们在同一时间也担心说有关于小朋友没有 足够的户外的地方让他们可以去玩。然后呢，他们呢，其实那个建筑呢，那些他们施工的时候呢，他们在我们的后院留了一大片的地方是可以容纳小朋友去那个地方玩的。然后校长呢也有去申请，就去 Sewer Park 的那个跑步的地方呢，让小朋友呢可以有时候呢可以就是步行呢去那个地方呢做一些户外的活动的。OK， 还有呢，就是我们校长呢也有去申请，就是把喜斯达街呢关起来。如果他们不是在喜斯达街那一条街施工的话呢，那条街呢就会被关起来。然后呢，小朋友如果在吃午餐的时候呢，就可以呢关掉的时候就可以出去外面放心的玩的。
OK， over the summer they will be also renovating the fifth floor girls' bathroom.I think that's the last bathroom to be updated. Everything else has been updated. And yeah, we have nice bathrooms. Okay, I'm going to keep going on. I know many of you have questions about the photos and the retakes. The retake should be out this Friday. Actually, I think it was released today, right, Ms. Lipsky?
We're finalizing a few things Friday. Okay.
All right, so by Friday, you will have the proofs for the retakes. Please, if you did not order a package, order a package. We pay for it already. If you don't order the package, they get the money for doing nothing. So once again, order your package, order a mug, order keychains. Just order it. It's $36 and somewhat cents.So please use it, because if not, it's a freebie for them. Okay, I'm going to keep going on.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wait, I'm not finished. If you need help, please call Mr. Sam, our parent coordinator. He's been helping families order it online.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，夏天的时候呢，他们呢那个建筑公司他们也会把我们的五楼的女厕所呢也重新翻新了，所以那个是我们学校最后一个厕所是需要翻新的。Okay, 然后很多家长都有问有关于照相重拍，他们几时可以收到那个样本，对不对？那个样章。然后呢，这个星期五呢，你将会收到这个样章。然后校长说呢，你呢？他就是校长请你们真的要去订购，为什么呢？是因为我们已经学校已经帮你们付了钱了 ，OK， 是$37，对不对？你们不用的话呢，那些钱呢就是免费给了他们的，所以他真的是想拜托所有的家长呢去订购这些照相 ，OK， 还有呢，就是如果你需要任何的帮助或者是帮忙的话呢，你可以打学校，然后去联系。我们学校的家长协调员 Mr. Sam， 然后他会帮你订购的。You're muted.
Yeah, I have noisy children. Anyhow, we will make sure that we will provide information if you have questions over the summer. So what you see posted for Mr. Sam, we will ensure that it's in one spot on our website that you can see. So please don't worry. Huiling.
如果在夏天有任何的信息我们要提供家长呢，我们会在我们的网站里面呢，在同一个地方呢，会粘贴所有你想知道的资料的。
Okay.Ms. Lipsky sent out a Google form just to find out whether you plan to return the PS42 or not. That helps us plan. We also need to ensure that if you choose to leave the public school, we have to get the iPads back because we're required to.So if you're transferring to another public school, it would be nice if you let us know so we don't stress. As long as we know it's a public school, if you're transferring to a charter school or you're going out of state, you have to let us know so that we can, well, actually you have to return the iPad so that we can file a report and, you know, take your child's name off that iPad for every iPad that we don't receive and the child leaves the public school system, the DOE, we have to let them know and then they file a report. Hui Ling.
校长说呢 ，OK， Miss Lipsky 呢，他前几天呢有发出去一个谷歌的表格呢，是让你们家长填的，然后呢可以咨询我们学校呢，就是有关于你明年新的一年呢，新的学年呢有没有回来我们学校上学的 ，OK， 那。你们必须就是很重要呢，我们觉得很重要，你必须要填，是因为呢，这样子我们可以更好的规划明年的学生 ，OK。然后呢，如果呢你们是打算离开教育局，就是去外州或者去任何的一个私人的学校，对不对？你们必须要归还教育局的 iPad。OK， 因为呢，教育局的 iPad 呢，只是给教育局的学生们用的。然后呢，因为你们如果是离开教育局的话呢，我们呢就必须要去填一个表格，然后说你们离开教育局了。不然的话呢，我们必须要上报给那个教育局知道，让他们知道你们已经离开教育局了，但是你们还没有归还这个 iPad。所以呢，最好是你们如果知道你们明年不会回来我们学校上学的话呢，你填那个谷歌的表格，然后归还了所有的 iPad， 这样子所有一切的章程跟持续呢会比较按着顺序这样子做，就不需要这么麻烦的去追你们。
Okay, your child will keep their iPad over the summer. Just you know what? My biggest fear is Well, okay, it's not my biggest fear. Please make sure your child takes care of the iPad. We don't know how long the DOE will continue replacing iPads. We had quite a few shattered screens this year. They've been good about replacement, but I think that will end soon.
Okay, 校长说呢，你们如果是留在教育局跟在我们学校的话呢，你的小朋友呢，在这个夏天的时候呢，是可以把他们的 iPad 保留他们自己的 iPad， 就是让他们可以夏天的时候共用。校长说呢，但是呢，他需要要求你们呢，就是所有的家长呢，要好好的保护这些 iPad。因为呢，我们有很多的，就是说情况呢，就是这些小朋友把那个 iPad 的那个荧面给摔碎了 ，OK。然后虽然教育局现在呢，对不对？跟那个苹果公司里面呢，他们有交换，就是说一个换一个 iPad， 对不对？然后把另外一个 iPad 换给你，就是换一个好的给你，对不对？但是呢，我们不知道他们还会持续多久，有可能呢，就是他们就是没有。就是他们不会持续的跟你换走你那个摔坏的 iPad， 所以校长呢恳请你们呢，就在夏天的时候呢，真的需要好好的把你们的小朋友的 iPad 保护好。
Okay, so summarizing, my apologies that we haven't provided much information. Our summarizing program is at PS2.Ms. Lipsky reached out to Ms. Sylvana Ng to see if she could draft the letter with information so that we can give out to all the families attending summarizing at PS2, hopefully by Friday. Short of that, I don't have much information except that you are to report to PS2. Once she gives us the information, we will do our best to get it to you by Friday.Now, if your child is signed up for another school, you will have to reach out to that school because we're only affiliated with PS2. So I'm sorry, but like you would, like if you're going to 110, you should email the parent coordinator or call somebody at 110. We will try to secure information for all families with children going to PS2. Everybody else should at this point contact the school that they apply to because every school does it very differently. Hui Ling.
OK, Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，是有关于夏日的那个夏季的夏日申请。然后呢，校长说呢，夏日申请42小学里面的学生呢，大多数都会去第二小学。OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，他想跟你们道歉，因为他呢实在没有更多的资料可以跟你们。然后 Miss Lipsky 呢去联系了就是第二小学的校长 Miss Savannah Ng 来，希望他可以呢，就是写一封信呢，可以给家长，然后告诉你们呢，有关于什么事情会发生，应该要怎么样做啊，或者是一些资料给你们，让你们知道。然后希望呢，这个星期五呢，他会有任何有一些信呢是可以给我们，然后我们可以发放给你们的。OK， 然后呢，有如果你的夏日申请的学校呢不是第二小学的话呢，校长说呢，你必须要自己去联系你小朋友，就是说去读的那个夏日申请的那个学校。因为呢，我们学校呢是有直接的联系跟第二小学呢是有直接的联系，因为我们学校里面的学生其实是安排在第二小学里面的。OK， 然后呢，就是如果你选择其他的学校的话呢，你们必须要去自己要去那个学校里面打电话给他们的就是家长协调员呢，去问他们有关于一些就是说信息或者是资料有关于这个夏日申请。
I am done my agenda. Yay. So I'm going to go back to the question. I will start with the question at 6:48 from Max's family. I know I went over that, but I'm going to go over that one again. So if someone wants to know where we're up to, Hui Ling, I'm starting with Max's family's at 6:48. Sorry. Where is it?
OK， 校长说呢，我们现在会解答6:48的那个就是那个留言，在那个家长 Max 他所提的问题。
OK， we will put the classroom numbers down on the report card. We will not put teacher's name. And even the room is tentative. All decisions are budget driven and personnel driven. Things happen over the summer. So.We probably won't let you know who the teacher will be until the first day of school. We will try to make sure that we keep the room number the same. It's hard for us to name the teachers because over the summer, a lot of different things happen and teachers also move from room to room depending on the situation. Hui Ling.
OK,Max、okay, 他的问题呢就是有关于小朋友明年的教室他们会去哪一个老师教跟教室，然后校长说呢，所有的东西呢都是要看看我们的经费还有呢工作人员他们呢都会就是说夏天有很多事情发生，然后呢我们呢所以不可以提供给你那个老师的名字，但是呢我们那个就算是教室呢有可能也会改变，然后呢原因是因为呢夏天的时候有很多事情发生，然后呢我们的经费要看看我们明年的经费是什么，而且呢也要看看我们就是说在学校里面的工作人员的情况怎么样才可以决定的，但是你第一天上学的时候呢你即将会知道你的小朋友老师是谁跟教室在哪一个教室里面确定。
OK for pre-K new students we will let you know the room number probably like before school starts, right, Miss Lipsky? Do we? I can't remember, sorry.
We will post it on the website and email new familiesa few days right before the school year starts.
Okay, so, okay, so I hope that answers that one. Yes.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
校长说新的小朋友呢，就是在我们学校新报名的小朋友呢，我们会开学的前几天呢，会通知你们小朋友在哪个教室，然后呢，我们也会在我们的网站上发这些信息的。
Okay, big question. Do we have school next Monday? Yes. Next Monday is the last day of school and it is a full day.
OK， 这个问题呢是问下个星期一呢有没有上学，校长说下个星期一呢有上学，而且是一整天到2:40小朋友放学，最后一天就是下个星期一。
Okay, a recent summarizing notice stated that curriculum is online and that students should have their tablets with them. I'm concerned about the amount of screen time my six-year-old may be receiving in the program. Yes, it will be online. I think the biggest fear is, you know, if someone has to quarantine, the only way to keep them up to date is at least to have some programs that are online. I do know that there are activities planned that are more enrichment. So I wouldn't worry, but they should have their iPads with them. I mean, there's not much I can say except that I think they want to ensure that they can accommodate, you know, if there happens to be a spike of a child has to quarantine. Yeah, so sorry, you know, I feel the same way you do, but I think they have to do it because they don't know what's going to happen this summer.
Okay, 这个家长问呢，就是最近的那个夏日崛起的那个那封信呢，是说所有的课程呢会是网上的课程，然后呢小朋友呢应该把他们的 iPad 呢带去上学，然后这位家长呢他非常担心他六岁的小朋友呢是就是每天盯着那个 iPad， 所以他非常的担心。然后校长说呢，有关于这件事 ，yes， 是对的，是所有的东西呢，很多东西都会在网上的。为什么呢？是因为他们担心，就是说，如果呢，好像是新型冠状的病毒的这个案例呢，会多很多，或者是呢，有些人必须要去居家隔离，在那些情况发生的时候呢，他们就必须要用他们的 iPad 了 ，OK。然后呢，但是校长也知道呢，在这一天里面呢，他们也有很多丰富的活动让小朋友参与的。OK， 所以呢，校长就是非常的抱歉，这个是他们需要有的，有必须要备的。OK， 你 muted。
Sorry， will DOE clean out unused apps on students' iPad for next year? They literally have no space. Sorry， it's noisy in my neighborhood.Keep getting error messages pop up. Yes, that's a huge dilemma. Ms. Chen here doing the translation. Can you guys hear me? Okay, cool. It's so noisy. Okay. Ms. Lipsky and Ms. Chen, if you can answer that one, I do think we have to address that.Except you wouldn't want me to clean up your iPad. I would wipe it down with Clorox wipes and give it back to you. They know what to do. Okay. Someone speak.
DOE is a couple of answers. DOE is working on a system where each school could remove altogether all 500 devices at the same time. The apps that we don't use as a school,to clean them out and just make them much easier to use. So we're hoping that'll be in place by not the first week of school, but possibly October. As for the pop-ups, if you could please have your child give the iPad to the classroom teacher, they will notify Ms. Chen and myself, and we will do our best to fix it up. There are only, you know, 3 days of school left, so no promises that'll be,a quick fix, but we can do it individually. It's just very time consuming. We have fixed many or replaced them if we couldn't fix them. But as a DOE iPad system, they are aware and they're working on something that we can do school level. But Tommy Chan, please send all three if it's all three, and we'll take a look first thing in the morning.
OK， 这个家长问呢是有关于教育局的 iPad， 他说呢有会不会呢就是他们把一些我们不用的那个 APP 呢把它删掉，因为呢所有的 iPad 小朋友的 iPad 都没有位置可以去安装任何的东西，而且有很多弹出来的那些信息呢跟你讲说这个也不可以那个也不可以用。OK， 然后 Ms. Lipsky 说呢教育局呢现在目前呢是在他们在规划呢去有一个就是有一个地方呢是可以让我们学校呢一整个学校呢如果不需要用的那些 APP 我们可以删掉，但是呢九月份呢他们是不会有的，有可能是十月或者是十月份呢他们才会推出这一个新的程式让我们让学校可以删掉一些我们不需要用的 APP。 OK， 那如果你的小朋友目前呢是有这一些问题的话呢是就是有很多的那个弹出来的那些信息说你的小朋友的 iPad 这个不可以装了那个不可以装，我们建议你把那个 iPad 呢带来学校叫你的小朋友交给他的老师，然后老师呢会通知我或者是 Ms. Lipsky 呢，然后我们就会帮你去检查一下看看我们可不可以帮你就是把小朋友帮你小朋友就是在他的 iPad 做一些事情呢让他有一些位置呢可以让他可以继续用这些 iPad 的。如果我们不可以帮你修好的话呢我们会去教育局那里呢去填一个表格呢去就是叫要求他们呢换一个另外一个 iPad 给你的小朋友用的。OK， 所以如果你的Tommy Chan， 如果你的小朋友这个家长的小朋友如果真的有这个问题的话呢，他们你可以把那些 iPad 呢拿回来交给你的学生。我们现在只有三天上学了，所以我们不可以就是说应承你们说每一个 iPad 我们都可以马上可以帮你解决问题，因为呢是需要很多的时间才可以解决他你们现在的问题的。
OK， Yeah, the next question has to do about next school year. Once again, we will put the room number on the children's report card. And for all incoming pre-K, we will contact you a few days before school starts. That's the question at 6:51. Kenzie.
Okay. 这个家长问呢就是说他们会不会收到一个电邮或者是一个电话就是在你的新学期开始之前呢去告诉你们正确的教师跟老师的资料。然后校长说呢我们会就是说尽量的在那个在开学的前几天提供你们这些信息的。
OK， Will School Connect's app be working over the summer? Yes.It's just, it takes a while in September to get the children in their new class, but it'll be working over the summer.
OK, 这个家长问呢是我们学校的 APP School Connect 呢在这个夏季里面呢还可不可以用，是可以用的。 OK, 可是呢九月份的时候呢有可能需要一段的过渡期呢可以让你的小朋友呢去安排到他们的新的教室里面。
OK,what specials will be available next year? Not sure I know the right terms. Yes, the enrichment activities we will hopefully continue to have, I'm 95% sure, will be Chen Dance, soccer, violin for third, fourth, and fifth grade. For second grade, we will continue with the bridge study. Third grade, we will have Audubon.We hope to bring back ballroom dancing for fifth graders. And,
chess.
Oh, yeah, we will have chess. Chess New York or New York Chess for lower grades.
SNYC.
Okay, got it. For lower grades and...upper grades will have impact chess. We're hoping that we can get swimming back at the Chinatown Y. For my second graders, I am begging that they also take my third graders since it wasn't really fair. They missed their swim sessions. The problem with the Chinatown YMCA is that the pool area, the aquatics program is funded by the other YMCAs. So the fee that they collect for membership pays only for the classes, the instructors, and the gym equipment and maintenance of the basketball courts. It doesn't pay for the pool, really. The otherwise pay for the pool. And so far, they're at a deficit, so they can't open it again. But once they do, I will be in touch with them. So yes, we plan to keep all the specials. I'm probably missing a few specials, but we do plan whatever your child has received this year as enrichment, we'll probably, I'm 95% sure that we will be able to secure it for next school year. Huilei.
OK, 校长说这个家长问呢是有关于我们学校里面的那些其他的特别丰富课程。OK, 然后明年呢我们还是会有西洋棋社、晨舞蹈、有踢足球，三到五年级呢他们会学小提琴，而且二年级呢他们也学有关于桥，还有呢就是学关于三年级会学关于有关于所有的鸟，而且呢就是我们呢希望可以把交际舞重新带回来我们学校给我们的五年级学生，而且呢校长说呢我们真的非常的希望呢明年可以提供我们的二年级的学生呢游泳课程。 OK, 然后呢校长呢他也正在就是说希望那个 YMCA 中国街的 YMCA 呢可以把我们的三年级也放进去这一个这个章程里面。然后呢就是因为呢这问题呢就是说他们今年呢是没有任何的经费，然后他们所筹备的经费呢可以就是说请那个就是教游泳课程的那个游泳导师，然后呢他们呢就是那些经费呢可以做一些东西，但是呢不包那个游泳池啊。然后因为呢那个游泳池呢是其他的 YMCA 呢是来付这个钱的，所以因为呢 YMCA 呢这几年来呢他们没有任何的经费，而且他们的那个他们没有任何的经费，所以他们不可以把这个游泳池给打开啊。然后呢就是说他校长说有可能呢他会漏掉一两个特别的课程，但是呢如果你的小朋友今年有的那些课程的话呢明年学年还是会同样的收有的。
OK, where am I up to, sorry. OK, kindergarten registration, do we still need to be in to schedule for you to come in to be interviewed by teachers? OK, Kenzie family, we are trying to figure all that out. We will contact you tomorrow, and if not, school connects us a reminder about that is the NISTTL testing, which Ms. Rowena Lee is in charge of. She will fill you in tomorrow. Rowena, are we doing that? Probably before school starts, right?
Before school start, yeah. Probably in late August. Okay. Early September.
All right, so Huiling.
OK, 这个家长说呢他们呢就是说这个小朋友呢他是新生读幼稚园的，然后呢他说呢他们需不需要呢就是约一个时间呢跟老师会面。 OK, 好像那个他的其他的小朋友一样。然后呢Mrs. Lee 呢他呢说呢在八月底或者是九月初的时候呢我们会联系所有的家长，然后呢就会就是约时间让你进来跟小跟老师做面试的。 OK, 还有呢就是oh dang it, I lost my train of thought again.
That's a you problem. No, that it'll happen late August if the child needs to, like, it's just assessment for English proficiency, okay? Ms. Lee will contact them late August.
就是, I remember now. 那个, Kinsey 的妈妈, 我们明天会有人就是说打电话给你呢，去跟你跟进这个问题的, okay? 然后呢, 这个, 就是面试呢, 其实是看看你们的英文程度在哪里。
Okay, Can you read Doreen's to me at 7:04 p.m.?
I don't have 7:04.
Yes, you do. It's under Kenzie's.
Oh, that's 7:01. Okay, yeah, so she said her child graduated last year, but they didn't return the iPad. What is she supposed to do?
No, if her child graduated and is in the DOE middle school, they take their iPad with them.
OK, 妈妈，如果你的孩子呢还留在教育局里面的话呢，其实你不需要归还教育局的 iPad， 他是应该拿去中学，然后呢去在中学的时候呢去那里用的，不需要归还，除非你是离开教育局，就是去了一个私立的学校，或者是离开纽约市，就必须要归还了，不然你不需要归还。
Okay, the next question, Huiling.
Okay, so they want this, Lily's mom wants to know if the teachers at 2, PS2, will they contact them?
When we start school. Ms. Lipsky contacted the principal today. We're waiting to hear from the principal of PS2. We're hoping to be able to get all the families' information by Friday.
Okay, Ms. Lipsky, 呢她今天呢去跟第二小学的校长呢有做联系，然后我们希望呢他们可以就是写一封信呢，里面呢告诉所有的家长所有的资料或者是信息呢，他们应该知道有关于这个夏日升起的。
Okay, the next question is self-defense classes. Are they still happening by chance? We had to put a hold on that. I think the program that reached out to us was a little bit overwhelmed. So they haven't gotten back to me yet, but we will try for September. If you can send me a reminder, please.
Okay, 这个妈妈问呢是有关于就是自我防备的那些课程是不是还是会有的，然后呢校长说呢他有联系那些那个自我防备的那个机构，然后呢他们呢可能是自己本身有很多事情要忙，所以呢现在呢是应该不会有的，然后呢九月份的时候呢，如果 Kenzie 的妈妈可以再提醒校长的话呢，我们有可能呢会就是再去追问这个公司这个机构。
Okay, yeah, it was a not-for-profit organization.
他们这一些机构呢其实是不赚钱的。
Okay, next question, very important. Since it was mentioned that they might not replace any more iPads, would incoming students to DOE receive a device or would they phase out?Ms. Lipsky, we don't know yet. I don't think they'll be giving out iPads. It appears that they're phasing it out, but we will wait and see. If they are giving it out, trust me, we will make sure that your child will receive one.
OK, 然后这个家长问呢说教育局呢他现在呢有可能呢就是不会再提供任何 iPad 给任何一个学生，那新来的那些学生呢是不是没有这些 iPad， 或者是应该要怎么样做，就是说就是说他们会不会收到，然后校长说呢我们现在还不知道他们到底会不会淘汰，就是说把iPad 给新生。OK, 然后呢或者是他们完全就是不给新进来的学生了。OK, 但是呢校长想你们知道，我们如果可以帮你的小朋友申请的话呢，我们会第一件事情呢就是帮你的小朋友申请，然后给你们小朋友一个 iPad。
Ms. Wong Lee, you're on mute.
Sorry, OK.Will students be able to email each other via the iPad over the summer? Yes. Just I asked that all adults monitor what their child does on the iPad. It belongs to the DOE. This is also a reminder. School Connects will work, but the teachers will not be responding. If anybody responds, it will be Mr. Sam, me,or possibly Ms. Lipsky, but probably me. So teachers won't be responding. You can place something in the chat, and you know, if I think it's really important, I'll respond. But the classmates can email each other, just please monitor what they're doing. Oops, sorry.
校长说呢，这个家长问呢说学生呢可不可以呢去发电邮给其他的同学，在夏天的时候可不可以发其他的电 电邮给其他的同学，校长说可以，但是呢我觉得他觉得呢是大人必须要观察一下，或者是去查看一下他们到底是发一些什么东西的。 OK， 然后虽然呢我们学校的 APP School Connect 呢夏天的时候呢还可以给家长用，但是老师呢是不会提供任何的回复的。 OK， 所以只有三个人会回复，就是第一是校长，第二是副校长 Ms. Lipsky， 第三就是 Mr. Sam， 他们三个呢会就是说试着去回复你们所有的问题。 OK， 但如果是很就是说很紧急的事情呢，校长会回复。 You're muted.
Sorry, my dogs are being noisy. Do we, oh my god, that's my dog. OK, do we need orientation for returning students before the school starts? We have orientation usually the first week of school. For incoming families, we usually start do it before school starts. So you will have an orientation where you will get to meet your child's teacher and hear a bit about the work that they'll be doing on their specific grade. I hope I'm answering that right.
OK， 这个家长问呢是有关于就是开学前的那些会议。 OK， 就是会不会在开学前开始的，然后呢校长说呢就是开学的会议呢会在开学后的第一个星期开始会发生的，第一个星期发生的，然后呢是新生的话呢就会开学前呢就会有这些会议，然后在这个会议里面呢你会听老师呢跟你讲一些有关于他们的课程啊，然后呢可以让你去跟老师有一点点的就是沟通跟了解那个教室的情况跟课程是怎么样。
Okay, I think that's it. Exactly an hour. Well, no, a little over. Thank you for your patience. I know these meetings are a bit long, but thank you. And you know what? Sorry. If you have any other question, please feel free to school connect us or email us. I'll respond. Okay?
校长说这个会议已经结束了，我们这个会议只用了一个小时，谢谢你们今天的参与。如果你有任何其他的问题的话，你可以通过我们学校的 APP 呢去联系校长、副校长，然后提交你们的问题，以后呢校长会尽他的可能回复你们的问题。谢谢你们。
OK, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye bye.